Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. This is Pastor, Apostle, Evangelist, Teacher, Louis Beasley, a servant of the Lord. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get ready for the lesson here. You know, God is so good. He's awesome, brothers and sisters. I tell you, just going to give him the praise. He so richly deserves. You're serving a God that rules and super rules. Praise God. I just want to say I am what I am based on the Word of God. Just have to know what you are according to Scripture, not according to man.
Second Peter 1 and 3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's impossible when your name is called.
That's what I tell him. It's your power fall when your name is called. You want to prove all these doubters wrong. Go ask Pastor Bill. He'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. I think I had some things you're sharing, but Pastor Bill, he'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection and part of the, well, both selections. Amen. We're thanking God, for the song says God has given us everything we need. The great I am provides for us, even though they made it personal for me, but I'm saying for us. Amen. And then you won again. That means no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And if you don't mind, from the Message Bible, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out, planned to take care of you, not abandon you, plans to give you the future you hope for. Amen. And I'm going to say that we pray for it. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to give you thanks for this day. Father God, we're thanking you for the pastor. We're thanking you for the listeners and those who participate. Father God, we're thanking you for your word, God. Your word teaches us truth. Your word teaches us how to be faithful. Your word teaches us how to love one another as you love us, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Dear Lord, we're praying that the word that we hear and read today would be engrafted into us and become part of us, our spirit, our mind, and our emotions and will, Father God. Father God, we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against your word today, to try to come up against our pastor and the listeners and those that participate. We bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're pleading the blood of Jesus on this word, on the broadcast, on the listeners and those that participate, and our pastor, Lord. We just want to thank you for your word, Father God. We ask that you will bless all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. You know what they're going through, Father God. As the word says, you know the plans you have for us, Father God. So let us stand firmly on the word of God and not move away from that word. Allow that word to be engrafted in our hearts, Father God. As your word tells us in Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So let us stand on that word. Lord, be with those who are bereaved today, Father God. You say you will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And be with the sick and the shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. So Lord, we just thank you for your word today. Open up our hearts and our mind to receive this word. And let us listen with our hearts today, Father God. And then allow the word to be in us, Lord. And once it's in our heart, no one can take it away. Lord, we love you and we thank you for your word. We thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. We're talking about mission work. God has given us a mission, and he's going to see us through. His mission into men broken heart to set the captives free. Our mission is awesome. We're going to give them beauty for ashes.
Yeah,
we're
going
to preach a
yeah.
good word. Our mission is to preach a good gospel. Not any
Amen.
Kind of gospel, but a glorious gospel.
Yeah.
To the body of Christ.
Amen.
Not to everyone, to the body of Christ.
Amen.
And for this to happen, brothers and sisters, you got to love the word. You got to not only stand firm in your faith, but your faith has to be in the word.
Amen.
Your faith
yeah.
has to be, your trust has to be in this word. And with that being
Hallelujah.
Said, and you got to have the right attitude, too, about the word of God. Stop treating the Bible like that's a book. You got God in your possession. The Bible says it's nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. So the word of God is God. Man, you can't even fathom that, brothers and sisters. To know that you got God right in the palm of your hand. He is no farther than in your spirit, man. That's how close he is. Matter of fact, the Bible says the word is nigh thee, near thee.
I keep
referring to that integrity part about the word of God, that you have to see that you don't ever want to lose that. See, the word of God, well, let me show you this first, and then we'll get into it. Over there in the book, let's go to Acts 2, 41 through 47.
Good afternoon to everyone. In Acts 2, 41 through 47, James reads as follows. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat in gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, that day about 3,000 took him at his word, were baptized, and were signed up. They committed themselves to the teaching of the apostles, the life together, the common meal, and the prayers. Everyone around was in awe. All those wonders and signs done through the apostles and all the believers lived in a wonderful harmony, holding everything in common. They sold whatever they owned and pooled their resources so that each person's need was met. They followed a daily discipline of worship in the temple, followed by meals at home. Every meal a celebration, exuberant and joyful, as they praised God. People in general liked what they saw. Every day their number grew as God added those who were saved. Amen.
Yes, about 3,000 people believed that day. And according to the scripture, Peter preached good news. And it was about being in Christ. So these new Christians were under the same direction as the old Christians. What was that? They were believing in Christ. And because of that, they were baptized, and the Bible says that as they began to pray for them and fellowship with them, they got some knowledge that a lot of people didn't have. And here's what I want to point out. They gladly received that word. See, you can't just receive the word any kind of way. You got to gladly receive it. Now look at what was happening. They received God. They was happy.
Amen.
Can y'all see that? They was happy to get God in them. Instead of people arguing, I mean, receiving the word of God with gladness, they want to argue the scripture. You have to argue the scripture. They was called in that same hope that we was called in. And once they was accepted, listen, brothers and sisters, they began to rejoice. No reason Paul said, I rejoice in my suffering for you. Being filled in my flesh, what is lacking in the affection of Christ. See, you ought to be happy someone receives Christ, even if you're ministering to them. The Lord told me, if you receive him and receive his spirit, whatever he has for you to do, you're going to accept the mission, and it's going to be accomplished.
Yeah.
You got to get away from tradition. You got to get away from religion. And you got to start taking the truth. The book of Acts, the 19th chapter and the 20th verse, says, so mightily grew the word of the Lord and prevailed. I'm going to ask Evangelist Karen to read that. It's Acts 19. I want to see it's the 20th verse. I want to look it up. It came to my spirit just now. But I thought about it. That's what you have to let the word of God do. And until that happens, see, when the word of God, but let her read it first. If you have Acts 19,
yes, Acts 19, what verse, 21st?
Yes, I think it's the 20th verse.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Be able to explain that.
Yes, Acts 19 and 21. I do have it.
No,
after
20.
These things were, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed.
Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, in such ways it become evident that the word of the Master was now sovereign and prevailed in Ephesus. Amen.
Amen.
See, in this powerful way, the word of the Lord was just spreading, and it began to grow. Guess what was growing? Not in no building, in people.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, you thought it grew? See, it didn't grow. It grew in people. But people have trying to make the church grow. They want the church to grow. For the church to grow, the word of God has to grow in the people. But that's the church. I keep wanting to teach on the difference between Christ's church and a worldly church or man's church. See, man doesn't see that like that. Man sees church growing when the numbers is right. But the church grew when the word was preached. So mightily grew the word of God. In Acts, well, also Acts 12 and 24. when you look at how the church grew, it was all predicated on the Word of God. Had nothing to do with how many barbecue dinners you could sell, how much fundraising. That didn't cause the church to grow. Sorry. That ain't how the church grew. The church grew because of the Word of God that was being preached. That's the way that happened.
Hallelujah.
Okay? I want you to know that. When you read, if you be so kind, to read Acts 12 and 24, where there's all kind of things going on today. So, in the book of Acts 12, 24, I'm going to read that for us, Evangelist here.
12,
24.
The word of God grew and multiplied. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, meanwhile, the ministry of God's word grew by leaps and bounds. Amen.
Now, get out of the flesh for a minute. What grew? What was
the
growing?
Word of God.
The church.
Mm-hmm.
How was the church growing? Because the word of God grew and multiplied, and it was spoken. Word in the city, it was that spoken word. It was like Christ himself. So we should meditate in this living word until it become a reality, until it would be as though the master stood in the room with us and spoke to us. Brothers and sisters, don't get no better than what we got. That you got the word of God telling you to minister to people. You got the word of God saying, you know what? Today, I want you to operate as a prophet.
All right.
That can happen.
All right.
God had me to speak words in a sister's life. I spoke the word. I'm telling you this, but I spoke what the word of God say.
All right. All right. Amen.
Because you have planted, you're going to reap. Well, that's Galatians 6 and 7. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatever a person soweth, that shall he also reap. See, Christ's prophets say what the word of God said. Are you with me now? Whatever the new creation says, it's what God's prophet said. That's a prophet of God. Because he's a prophet of Christ. He gave us this prophet spirit to build up the church, to unite the church, to edify the church.
All right. Say
you
that.
You have to remember, you're operating from heaven.
Amen. Amen.
See, if you don't let the word of God prevail, you'll never see this. Let me be clear if I understand this. Prevailing is kind of like taking over. That's what prevailing is. Somebody help me. When something prevails, that's what that is. Evangelist, pastor, that's what, when the word of God prevails, amen, it took over.
That's right.
See, so the word of God is going to have to take over your religion. Your denomination, what grandmama taught, the word of God has to prevail, brothers and sisters. And until it prevails, you're going to always be carnal-minded.
Yes.
And the way it prevails is when you open up the scripture, this word should have the same effect today upon our hearts as it did then.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. Our spirit man just say right now, we're going to meditate on that word. Joshua 1 and 8. Day and night.
Yeah.
Well, how can somebody just stay in the word of God? See, that's wrong teaching. Anybody that can stay in the word of God out there, you find the scripture, you put it in your heart, and you meditate. meditate on it, and watch what the Holy Ghost does with it.
Come on,
what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you put it there, and as it stayed there, it began to grow. So you're going to understand mm-hmm. what they talked about in Acts 12:24. So grew the word of God and began to multiply the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because if everybody won't see this, and God had made it real clear to me, everybody won't see it, and the reason they won't see it, they're like Jesus told Nicodemus. You won't see the kingdom of God through the optical nerve.
Mm.
He said you must be born again. He didn't
yeah.
tell him what, but he told him he must be. So you got to be born not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
See, one of the unknown scriptures to a lot of believers, it is Hebrews 7:22. We're going to go to this Hebrews 7:22. Hebrews 7:22. See, when you begin to hear rhema, it becomes a living word. You begin to act on it.
Mm-hmm.
In the book of Hebrews, the 7th chapter and the 22nd verse, read that for me, please.
Yes. In the King James, it reads as follows. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. Hebrews 7:22.
Amen. From the Message Bible. But then God intervened and called this new permanent priesthood into being with an added promise. God gave his word. He won't take it back. You're the permanent priest. Amen. This makes Jesus the guarantee of a far better way between us and God. And that really works. A new covenant. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. This is a guarantee, brothers and sisters. When you're in
yeah.
Christ, it guarantees that
mm-hmm.
every believer understands.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He said, but so much also have Jesus become the surety, the guarantee of this word, of this covenant, of this agreement
yeah.
that we have.
Mm-hmm.
That you become
mm-hmm.
one with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The old
Amen.
Covenant said, myself have I sworn. 2:6:17-18, that he imposed an oath that could not be broken. So I can't make it any better to you than God expects for us to be on the same page he's on. He'll guarantee
mm-hmm.
this if you're in Christ. It's a guarantee.
Amen.
That's what
Amen.
I like about it. He can't take his word back. He's not going to take his word back. So as we begin to unite the body of Christ, remember that it is so important that if we don't preach Christ, then whatever you preaching has no effect. To preach Jesus on the cross is for the world, but to preach Christ being risen is for Christians. It is
All
Christ.
Right.
It's what Paul tried to convince people. It's about being in Christ, and that's what
mm-hmm.
we ought to be about. And it's the
guarantee
mm-hmm. in that we put that faith in Christ, not in
mm-hmm.
not in a man, not in denomination, not in people, but your faith is being placed in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Amen.
I'm not trying to get anybody in any group, no tradition, none of that stuff. I just want you to be in Christ and help us, let me say this again, help us unite
mm-hmm.
the church, the real
Amen.
Church, the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And they're all over. You're not limited to a building. The only thing you're limited to is what you're saying, what you're doing. But these people need to be edified, build up. They need to know, especially Christians that have been hurt by religion and denomination. They need to know how much God love is. That's why we must, it's necessary that we get that in our spirit, that God and his word is the same.
Yes. Amen.
So yeah, we're going to stop there, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for a review. Hallelujah.
Praise God. God bless. God bless.